Proclamation number 7447 of 5th of November, 1959. Constant help from God. From me all means are at your disposal to be able to become blessed. From me there is no restriction of grace, no adherence to my radiance of love, there is no resetting of my creatures and also no diminution of my love. You can receive everything from me in the richest measure if only you want it yourselves, if you willingly and joyfully gratefully accept all my gifts of grace and work with them. And you could already achieve the highest perfection on earth if only you always set me myself as your aim, which you strive for, and if your will only ever remain directed towards me, that you conform to me as long as you live on earth. Hence it is only a matter of striving spiritually, of trying to reach me, of recognizing your own imperfection and always striving to reach perfection. Of trying to change your nature in order to bring your nature into line with mine again, as it was in the beginning. And my infinite love, which wants nothing more than for you to achieve this alignment again, guarantees that you will be able to do so. For it promises you undreamed of glories in the spiritual kingdom after the death of your body. And since I myself want your perfection, I will truly provide you with all the means to achieve it. And thus you will be carried, as it were, and you need only apply no resistance, you need only do everything you feel inwardly urged to do, because this is my gentle voice which wants to advise and help you. If, however, you offer inner resistance by overhearing the voice within you or act against this voice, then your transformation into love will still take a long time. But then you yourselves will always determine the state you are in, because from my side only that happens which lets you mature, which brings you upwards in your spiritual development. And now the love within you is decisive, which you show to me myself and, as proof of this love, also to your neighbor. Where love is ignited in the heart, the human being will also gladly follow the instructions which are sent to him from my side. Where love is, my love will also be felt beneficially and reciprocate the love which the human being is allowed to feel again and again on the part of his God and Father. Where love is present, there is also no lack of strength to tackle the soul's work of transformation, and where love is present, I myself am present and help where the human being's will is too weak. I will never make your course of development more difficult, even if it sometimes seems as if I have placed obstacles in your path. I know what is best for your soul, and I am always willing to help it in spiritual adversity. And earthly hardship is sometimes only there to remedy spiritual hardship. Earthly hardship shall lead the human being closer to the Father's heart, because everything is successful which prompts the human being into a heartfelt bond with me. I constantly draw my child to me out of pure love, but I cannot do more than its love for me can bear. And if my love were to shine upon the human being with all its strength, then the fire of my love would burn the child as long as its soul has not reached the degree of maturity that it can also endure the strongest fire of love without perishing. But it can reach this state, and I truly do everything as Father in order to be able to make my child endlessly happy for once, and it will also receive all help from me in order to lead it to that happiness and beatitude which is granted to it for all eternity. Amen.